7 o'clock on the dot here on 96.5 The Fan. M-I-Z, baby. M-I-Z, baby. Z-O-U. How about them Tigers last night? Big win. Great game.
Gonna open up the show with Rocky Top. Mm-mm. Up at halftime. Mm-mm.
Better have that joke M-I-Z again. Song ready to go, yeah. Dude. The disrespect.
No, we're not knocking on the door. We're bussing in.
See, he's got it.
And we ain't waiting anymore to be champions. We're gonna win, gonna fight, yeah. This is Missouri, yeah. Oh, yeah. Tigers, yeah.
Hell yeah.
What a great banger that was back in the day.
That was such a banger.
It really was.
No, we're not knocking on the door.
It is. Such a good song.
We're busting in. And we ain't waiting anymore to be champions.
Better SEC team. Mizzou, not Tennessee.
Win, fight, yeah.
Yeah, this is Missouri. Yeah, we ain't no time, no. We in a hurry.
Screw red and blue. Yeah.
Living
rent-free in their heads. Yesterday in Missouri, KU basketball was trending in the state of Missouri. Hashtag KU B-ball was trending in Missouri. Can't stay out of their domes. And now, with the camping scandal, I'm sure the Antlers are running over here to Lawrence right now.
Do you think Max ever heard this?
I mean, really? Really? Should we expect anything less than the absolute worst luck in the world, the worst refs in the world, the worst calls in the world, the worst bowls in the world, the worst seed in the tournament in the world? We're Missouri fans, dude. We're Tigers. We are destined to continue to fail and be disappointed year after year after year. That's who we are, period. Look at the history. Some Missouri alumni or something back in the long time ago made somebody very, very angry, and I think that somebody's the Lord. And it's just not happening for the Tigers,
not
man.
Happening.
Not happening.
Not happening for the Tigers, no. But they are busting in.
I mean,
Missouri will win a national championship and something, and still Missouri fans will be like, man, we're getting screwed.
Oh, no.
It's never going to work. We'll be terrible next year. But I don't think Missouri will ever win a national championship at anything, so they're not going to have to worry about that.
They won last night. They should be officially punched into the dance.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Lunardi had them as the first four in. They've gone from the last four out to the first four in to now I think they should solidify themselves into the dance. Because last night, if I'm looking at it from a March standpoint, that was a 12-5 upset.
Yeah, we're probably right around there, yeah.
That's either a 12-5 or a 13-4 upset.
Well, if you're one of the last few in, you are a 12 or a 13 usually, right? Because now they're giving the 16 seeds to all the
play-ins.
Yeah, the play-ins and stuff. Well, are they still doing that? Aren't there two 16s as a play-in and then like two 12s are a play-in?
Oh, yeah, this year they're changing it,
it's like an 11
it, right?
or something like
that. Oh, are they changing it this year? Because
wasn't this year the year or was last year the year?
I don't remember, but when they first started it, it wasn't always. Because I remember when they announced the play-in games, we were like, come on, what do we need these for? And they're like, we're all going to see these 16 seeds, big deal. And the NCAA at that time said, no, it's not just going to be 16 seeds. They had 11s, I think, that were playing. Whoever some of the last kind of, you know, four or five teams in or whatever it is, that's how they go about it. But it's never been just the 16 seeds.
Yeah. But it should be, you know, look, last night, big win, Denny Gates, I think personally, because it'd now be Vanderbilt and Tennessee, didn't get blown out by Arkansas. So I think last night was their official stamp to the dance. I don't think they have to worry about.
Well, it depends on what happens, though. I mean, you lose your next three and you get waxed in Tennessee on the first weekend of the first day of the tournament. You're not in.
Yeah, I mean, they have very good. I mean, it depends. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if they completely were to like lose out, yeah. I think that's the only way they're out. But they have really big wins on their resume. They've beaten Florida. They've beaten Vanderbilt. They've beaten Tennessee. They beat Kentucky on the road. Notre Dame was a bad loss. KU beat them early on in the season, but KU obviously I think has a chance to possibly see the Final Four if they all, you know, play like they did the other night. I mean, that's the team that you could see going for a while in the March Madness. I think KU could easily, I think you could put them in the Sweet 16. But if they play like they did against, who was that the other night that they had a big one? Houston. They play like that, like total team, and Peterson's there for most of the, like 30 minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. That's a dangerous team, man.
Was that the guy who was yelling after the Cags homer?
No, that's Cody being a quarterback to give his, you know, his Is anybody jumping off sides?
I'm sure he,
Hey, Jay, did you see that new Paige Spiranek picture?
Yeah. That's offsides, my man. I tell you, that is a false start right there. What is he doing? Like, what is
that's
that?
That's the penalty.
That is a Juwan Taylor penalized. False start right there.
Well, he definitely didn't keep his head still. He tried to do the old Elway head nod.
The head nod, yeah. Yeah, the head nod, right? I mean, what? What is that?
Wait, what is the first?
I told you, that's a false start. That is the first time false start. Remember the first time you false started, right? Right there. Juwan, remember that?
So good.
If that was my quarterback, I would probably be Darren Peterson and be like, take me out.
Yeah, I'm done. Guys, wait.
Wow.
I mean, that's classic.
816 just ran a red light. Cody got my ass. Well done.
Oh, man.
Let me ask you this. Cody is a notorious do-you-know-who-I-am guy, right? He walks around. And, well, the man cuts lines. I mean, how many stories we've heard from Cody cutting lines and being a line jumper and walking to the front and acting like, oh, I don't know, I just thought this was where the line was. You know, the stop and chat in the line where you stop, you chat, you think you're going to cut into the line and get to the front. Cody is an expert on that kind of stuff. There were people calling in from training camp years ago that he was cutting the snow cone line up there at training camp.
And was he trying to get Chris Jones one?
This was after the Chris Jones stuff.
I could relate to that for sure.
Yeah, right. People were not like pissed at Cody. They were pissed at Cody for cutting the lines. Yes. And I mean, yeah, he was doing it for the clicks. And so could you imagine Cody running the KU camping scandal though? Like that to me is right up Cody's alley. If anybody was going to run the KU camping scandal at this station, Cody Tapp would be the guy. He's a notorious line cutter. He doesn't follow the rules. And he's the guy at this station that I think would lead the KU camping scandal that's going on right now.
I agree.
Right?
I'm still dead in my head of the guy saying, Cody got my ass. I ran a red line.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
I mean, this
that's
Riley
an
gal.
Text.
This Riley gal's got nothing on Cody Tapp.
No.
Is that his daughter? Do we know?
No.
I'm Cody Tapp's daughter. I'm going to run the KU camping line and cheat.
816 football Pee Wee Herman. That's great.
I know you are, but what am I?
Yes.
Yeah. Pee Wee Herman or Cody saying hut.
Exactly. Oh, that's perfect.
Can you come back with the Pee Wee Playhouse theme song too?
Absolutely.
I mean, that is an all-timer too. Yeah. I mean, you talk about something that somebody created when they were high as a kite, man. My God. Pee Wee's Playhouse. I watch that on the box every once in a while now. Holy crap. You know who's in Pee Wee's Playhouse? I think is it Sidney Poitier that plays the magician in there?
Maybe. I know that wasn't he in Mr. Rogers too?
I think so.
Oh, gosh.
So the odds have shifted for college basketball. For the number one overall pick, because Mac, have you ever seen Bill Simmons go back to back days on the pod on the NCAA?
Never happens. Never happens, dude. He's all in on AJ DeBanza again. He's talking about it again.
He's the new favorite now to be the number one overall pick over Darren Peterson. The offshore odds came out yesterday, and DeBanza's -150 to go number one. Darren Peterson second at +120 to go number one overall. So the odds have now shifted. Not that you know, matters. But I think a lot of people now believe, the gambling public, guys, believes that Darren Peterson has created so much, you know, noise around him that he's not going to go number one. So Vegas is looking at this and they're going, all right, we'll get people to load up on Darren Peterson not going number one and AJ DeMansa going number one. And that's now how Vegas is going to get money on both sides. Like, if you're betting on who's going to go number one, this last 2 weeks has been a dream for the sports books, man, because now there is kind of controversy about who will go number one.
Yeah, it's a loaded draft this year, because I've been following Carlos Boozer's son, Cameron Boozer, since he started playing college basketball, because his resume is insane. Like, from where he came from college basketball, obviously he's always had that field of expertise around him, so quite easily to be attained, but still, mm-hmm. you got to do it, execute,
yeah,
and still, like,
sure.
every level stay that way. Like, all the national players, the state championships, the AAU team championship, the player of that tournament, now going to be the national player of the year. We know that not going to be number one overall. I think what we know is the top three picks in the NBA draft are as followed: either Peterson, DeBanza, then Carlos Boozer, mm-hmm. then I think it's Kayla Wilson, and then I think it's the local kid Wagler from Illinois at the fifth overall pick. Five freshmen. Ding, 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 ding.
Wagler's got the fifth best odds to be the number one overall pick behind Caleb Wilson. They're both at 150-1.
Wagler's going top five. I mean, he will be a point guard for an NBA team starting next year. It's crazy.
6 months ago, nobody knew who he was.
Not a recruit from K-State, Missouri, or KU.
Yeah,
went
nobody.
25-0 one state.
One state. Yeah, yeah, I just don't understand.
And I guarantee you what Bill will say, because it's what he said about Alec Burks when he went to Colorado. Yeah, we screwed that up. You know, like, everybody.
Yeah, that's a miss.
You miss. It happens.
But it's not just one miss. It's everybody's local miss.
But 100%. Alec Burks was the same way. Yeah. Went on and played in the NBA for 10 years or whatever it was. Nobody locally recruited the kid out of Grandview. We're like, man, how come nobody's recruiting one? Bill's like, yeah, we missed on that one. It happens. People miss on talent all the time because some guys mature when they get to college, right? Some guys in high school, they're just not fully grown. And then they get to college and you're like, man, that guy grew up over the summer, got in the weight room, put a few more inches on his frame. And now all of a sudden he's taken that next step. He's matured to a level that he didn't have in high school. And that's what's happening with Wagler right now. I mean, he has taken a huge step at 150-1 to be the number one overall pick. I mean, good Lord, man. Yeah. You know, 2 months ago, he wasn't probably going to be a first-round draft pick. Now, with the way that he's played, they were talking about a top-five pick potentially for this kid.
Millions of dollars of difference.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Absolutely. And maybe it's better that the schools missed on him. And things happened for a reason. He ended up at Illinois, and you know, now he may be a top pick in this draft.
Coming up next, we've got One Word with Mac Morey plus Brett Veach audio of where the season could be headed. And
please, Papa!
Other things coming around the corner here on 96.5 The Fan.
Please, Papa.
You're home for Kansas City sports.
It's not super long. Yeah.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5 The Fan.